The Army says it's about 6 to 8 months away from presenting the results of 8 pilot projects using smartphones for soldiers. Lieutenant General Michael Vane, who leads the Army's Capabilities Integration Center, says the initial plan was to begin their focus on using smartphones just to deliver training materials to soldiers. 7 out of the 8 pilot projects were focused on training, in fact, but in IT, things move quickly. Vane says the one operational pilot has as well.
We are now almost equally focused on delivering training content and moving in the direction of the use of smartphones for operational purposes as well. We've got a number of pilots, not only inside of TRADOC at our Brigade Modernization Command, the Army Evaluation Task Force at Fort Bliss, but we now have several theater commanders asking for these same capabilities to deploy with them in combat.
The idea of issuing a smartphone to every soldier when they enter the Army has been kicked around before, and Vane says they're still not ready to commit to the idea, but that may be one of the outcomes of the pilots that are now underway.
There's a long-term vision here that would say, if we can figure out the smart, cost-beneficial way of doing this, this probably does make sense in the long run. We can see it already in the training environment, not yet as clear in the operating environment. So the next 6 to 8 months or so, we'll finish our cost-benefit assessments and be able to provide recommendations up to the senior leadership.
Vane says the focus is on giving ground forces in small units an advantage in the field. He says they're trying to build the Army of 2020 within the next 4 years. He says while the U.S. is dominant in the air and sea domains, that's not as true with ground forces in many cases, especially in counterinsurgency situations. He says getting necessary communications and other logistics infrastructure in place still takes too long when ground forces enter an area of unrest. Smartphones may be a way around that.
One of the most significant feedbacks you get from soldiers in theater is they look at their Afghan army compatriot or their Taliban guy who has a cell phone, and then the army guy looks at his Embitter or his 117G radio, and we want to deny that capability to our own soldiers even though the enemy is using them.
In many cases, Vane says, the military may not even need to bring along its own communications infrastructure. Some of the pilot projects are exploring how the Army can use local cell phone networks in areas where warfighters are operating to handle military communications in a secure way. One of the questions is what information is safe on those networks and what isn't.
Can we operate quickly enough with just that kind of data that's perishable and not classified, and reduce the risk is what we're experimenting with in these pilots. And we think that may be a risk worth taking for perishable battlefield data.
The Army is working along with the Defense Information Systems Agency, DISA, to create a single app store. There have been around 150 Army apps written so far, both for training and operations. And even though most of the mobile industry buzz is focused on iPhone and Android at the moment, Vane says the Army is trying to make sure it doesn't get anchored down to any one platform.
What we're trying to do, though, is not make it a single operating system or a single phone hardware unique kind of capability. IT is changing rapidly, as you well know. We've already generated requirements called the Mission Command Essential Characteristics. We did that about 6 or 8 months ago. So we already have a requirements document out there that within which commercial off-the-shelf capabilities can be purchased very rapidly. Again, creating this sort of architectural backbone that allows for any kind of hardware to interface. We think we can put this on a 2-year cycle or so with what we call capability sets, and we've already begun to lay those out for the department to pursue the funding should the results of the pilots become successful and should the leadership make the decision to pursue this in a larger way.
Vane says once all the details are worked out, the ultimate objective is to combine anything that operates in the electromagnetic spectrum, video, voice, biometrics, electronic warfare, into a single device, a device that's flexible enough to be secure when it needs to be and potentially for personal use when it doesn't need to be, all using commercial technology. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.